Now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. A few minutes ago, Mary Noble left the living room of her Rosehaven, Long Island home in anger and went upstairs to bed. Her mood certainly was anything but happy, for she now resents more than ever the house guest Larry has invited to stay with them, Claudia Vincent. Larry, on the other hand, appears baffled by Mary's unexpected behavior. And as he and Claudia sit by the fireside, we hear...
I wonder if I ought to go up and see if there's anything I can do.
Oh, Mary's tired, dear.
Yes, I suppose so, Claudia, but she's not herself. Maybe she's coming down with a cold. I really ought to go up and...
Oh, she's probably in bed and asleep by now, you silly. She had the most dreadful time keeping awake until you arrived.
Yes, but why? I mean, she knows that...
Oh, your dear little wife is a perfect hostess, and she didn't want to leave me sitting here alone.
No, but at the same time, she usually wakes up for me for a talk after I get home from the theater in New York. Usually, we have some kind of light supper. You know how theater people are. They can't eat too heavily before a performance, and after the final curtain goes down, they're starved.
I know, my dear.
I don't suppose you really know anything of the sort. Theater people are rather absurd from anyone else's point of view, I'm sure.
But I don't think so at all, Larry. In fact, I'd be the last person to think such a thing.
Oh, you like the theater then, do you, Claudia?
Oh, I love it, Larry. I love everything about the theater, from the smell of glue backstage to the excitement just before the curtain goes up.
You really do mean it, don't you? Did you ever consider going on the stage?
Well, I did more than that, Larry.
Oh, really?
When I was quite young, between our trips abroad, I used to do quite a lot of summer theater work. Whenever I had a chance, that is, and whenever we stayed put long enough.
I see.
I knew right from the start that there would never be anything in the world that could give me so much pleasure as theater.
Did you ever do anything except occasional summer theater work?
Oh, yes. I played one entire season in Paris.
Paris? You mean in a French play?
Oh, yes. Of course, I speak French as well as I do English, and my Italian is almost as fluent.
Oh, really?
I'd always hoped I could come back to the States and try to make a career for myself on the stage, but something always happened to keep me from my ambition.
Well, that seems too bad. If you really had your heart set on it.
Oh, I did, Larry. There's never been anything I've cared so much about. But I suppose it's too late now.
Why should it be too late?
Oh, bless you, Larry. I'm no longer a child.
What's that got to do with it? You're certainly not an old woman either, by any means. In fact, you're extremely attractive.
Larry, you are nice and comforting. Oh, if only I could have a chance, just a single opportunity to find out whether I could make the grade in a Broadway play. Well, I'd give my soul for that, Larry.
Well, that's rather a high price, you know.
You think I'm joking.
No, but I know you're not serious either, Claudia.
Well, it's not possible to break into the theater in New York unless you have influence.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I know that it's true. Why, if I went to New York today in search of a job on the stage, I'd be turned down everywhere. They say, Claudia Vincent? Never heard of her. And that would be that.
I'm not so sure. People must start someplace, you know.
Well, not in New York.
Well, perhaps you're right, Claudia. It's a tough field at best. So terribly competitive and so uncertain. You work your head off for weeks, and the play closes the second night. It's not the most rewarding profession, you know.
Oh, you don't really mean that, Larry.
Don't I?
No. Or you wouldn't be an actor.
Me? Oh, I couldn't be anything else. I've always been on the stage.
But you don't have to go on being on the stage if it's as bad as you say.
Hmm?
You could give up and go into some other business.
What, for instance?
Well, anything. Investments or...
Investments? Yes, that would be great, wouldn't it? When everything I touch blows up in smoke. I could go into partnership with Rupert Barlow, I suppose.
Oh, dear, that was stupid of me. The moment I almost forgot. Rupert Barlow. He's the man who's kept me from leading the kind of life I should have enjoyed. The life I was entitled to. He's killed 10 years for me by his piracy, by stealing my family fortune. And now he's doing the same thing to you.
Well, it isn't quite the same thing, Claudia.
Only because of you, Larry. Only because you're so clever and so talented that Rupert can't ruin your future. But he can gouge every penny that you've saved. He can be as rapacious as a savage beast. And then he can turn to you with the greatest composure and say it was all an unfortunate mistake.
Well, he may find he's up against a tougher proposition than he expected. If he doesn't come across with those securities I gave him to hold...
Well, I'm hoping that you won't let him do to you and your wonderful family what he did to us. Oh, but Do be careful, Larry. Rupert is far more dangerous than you know.
I can look after my own family, all right. Don't you worry about that.
Yes, I'm sure you can, dear. You're so brave and fine. If only I had someone like you to stand up for me, to fight my battle with Rupert, but it might have turned out differently.
Just what are you planning to do about Rupert, Claudia?
I mean to fight him if it takes the rest of my life. I mean to force him to repay me for the money he stole from us.
I see. Well, let me give you one piece of advice. Keep away from violent gestures.
You mean the gun?
Right.
I was foolish. It was madness on my part to do that. Of course, I had no intention of hurting him. I wanted only to scare him, to make him come to an agreement.
Well, just the same, Claudia, that's the wrong way to go about it.
Yes, I know that now.
You might have been in serious trouble. Rupert could have called in the police, you know. He could have preferred charges against you.
I know, Larry. I'm terribly sorry. And to think that even after my inexcusable behavior, you were kind enough to let me come here.
I'm glad to have you.
You are, perhaps. I hope so. But I'm not welcome.
Nonsense.
Oh, it's no use trying to cover up, Larry. I'm not wanted here. Your wife dislikes me. What's more, she distrusts me.
Oh, nonsense, Claudia.
But I know it's true. I can see it in her eyes. Oh, she said nothing. She's far too polite for that. But all the same, I can tell. She doesn't want me to come between Rupert Barlow and herself.
What?
Oh, Larry, is that being too frank? I'm sorry. Of course, I shouldn't have said that. But it's so true. It's so evident to another woman. We know these things, you see.
You're on the wrong track entirely.
Am I, Larry? Very well. Perhaps it's best for you to go on believing that. I won't say another word.
No, but hang it all.
And I won't stay on here any longer. You've been far too good to me already.
Oh, now, don't say that, Claudia. Where will you go? What will you do?
Does it matter?
Well, of course it matters.
Thank you for saying that, Larry. But I surely can't thrust my problems on you. I'll have to manage the best way I can. If only I had something to turn to, some small job, or better still, if only I had a chance to get a partner, play any part at all, even the smallest bit, but of course...
Well, I don't know that I could help you much there, Claudia. But I do insist that you're not to leave this house till we can figure out some program of action for you.
You are sweet. So very understanding and generous. No wonder half the women in this country are madly in love with you.
Oh, what nonsense.
Well, you are embarrassed. Very well, I won't say another word. Are you tired, Larry?
No.
I promised to fix you something to eat, and here I am, talking. It's very bad out
here. Oh, I'm not hungry, Claudia.
I've been reading this book of plays, Larry.
Which one?
It's an old coward anthology. I was reading Private Lives particularly.
Great play.
Oh, how I'd love to do that part. Larry, I feel I could give it a perfect reading.
Probably could.
Shall I try? Larry, would you read it with me? Just one short scene.
Sure thing. Nothing I'd like better.
Oh, Larry, that's wonderful. And I want you to be honest with me. You must promise to tell me exactly what you think.
All right. It's your idea.
We'll take that scene on the balcony. You know, the one where she...
And for several hours, Claudia Vincent had held the floor. So that it's nearly dawn when Larry opens the door of his bedroom softly and tiptoes in.
Larry?
Oh, don't wake up.
What time is it?
Late. Too darn late.
Why did you sit up so late?
Claudia was reading.
What?
I'll tell you all about it tomorrow, baby. But she's good. She's really very good.
Claudia? What do you mean she's good?
She can read like anything. I had no idea. She should have been on the stage years ago. You really ought to hear her, Mary.
Mary doesn't reply, but her thoughts are anything but enthusiastic to this suggestion. She wonders just how much of a job it's going to be to get Claudia to leave Rosehaven. Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.